Jane, you understand what I want of you? Just this promise. I will be yours, Mr. Rochester. Mr. Rochester, I will not be yours. Another long silence. Jane, recommenced he, with a gentleness that broke me down with grief and turned me stone cold with ominous terror, for this still voice was the pant of a lion rising. Jane, do you mean to go one way in the world and to let me go another? I do. Jane, bending towards and embracing me, do you mean it now? I do. And now, softly kissing my forehead and cheek, I do, extricating myself from restraint rapidly and completely. Oh, Jane, this is bitter. This is wicked. It would not be wicked to love me. It would to obey you.